Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Isolation Nation, where we dive deep into the world of work, life, and everything in between. That's me, your host Jessica Lane, here to keep it real with you every single day. Today, we're tackling something that can feel a little counterintuitive in our always connected world. Embracing your alone time, you know what I mean? The power of solitude. We live in a society that often glorifies busyness and constantly being on. But trust me, there's magic to be found in those moments when you're just with yourself. Ever felt like you were running on fumes, desperately needing a break but feeling guilty about stepping away? You know that feeling, right? The pressure to always be productive, the fear of missing out, the constant stream of notifications vying for your attention. It can be exhausting, but guess what? Solo time isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. Let me break down 5 key takeaways to help you see the light. First things first, solitude gives you space to recharge. Think of it like this. Your brain is a muscle, and like any muscle, it needs rest to function at its best. When you're constantly bombarded with information and demands, your mental energy gets depleted. Alone time allows you to unplug, de-stress, and replenish those reserves. You can come back feeling refreshed, re-energized, and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. Number 2. Solitude is a breeding ground for creativity and self-discovery. Ever notice how some of your best ideas pop up when you're taking a walk in nature or having a quiet moment by yourself? That's because without the distractions and pressures of the outside world, your mind can wander freely, making those unexpected connections and sparking innovative thoughts. It's also an opportunity to connect with your inner self, explore your passions, and gain clarity on what truly matters to you. Thirdly, solitude can boost your emotional well-being. Let's be real, sometimes we put on a brave face and hide our true feelings from the world. But when you're alone, there's no pressure to pretend. You can allow yourself to feel your emotions fully, process them, and learn from them. This self-awareness is crucial for emotional growth and building resilience. It's like having a safe space to unpack your baggage without judgment. Fourth, solo time fosters self-reliance and independence. We all need our tribe, but relying solely on others can create an unhealthy dynamic. Embracing solitude teaches you to be comfortable in your own company, to make decisions for yourself, and to solve problems independently. This sense of autonomy is empowering and builds confidence. It's like learning to navigate life's twists and turns with your own compass. And finally, number 5. Solitude allows for deep reflection and personal growth. It gives you the space to contemplate your values, set intentions, and make positive changes in your life. Think of it as a chance to hit the reset button, reassess your priorities, and move towards becoming the best version of yourself. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're on a weekend getaway, but instead of a bustling city or crowded beach, you find yourself tucked away in a cozy cabin surrounded by nature. You have no phone signal, no emails to answer, and no plans except to simply be present. You wake up slowly, sip your coffee while watching the sunrise, and spend the day reading, writing, hiking, or whatever brings you joy. You allow yourself to fully immerse in the moment, feeling a sense of calm and contentment that's hard to come by in everyday life. Sound good? It doesn't have to be an elaborate retreat. You can create pockets of solitude throughout your week. Maybe it's taking a walk in the park without your headphones, enjoying a cup of tea in silence before starting your day, or dedicating 15 minutes each night to journaling and reflecting on your experiences. The key is to find what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. Remember, solitude isn't about being lonely or isolating yourself from others. It's about intentionally carving out time for yourself to recharge, connect with your inner world, and grow as an individual. So, my dear listeners, I challenge you to embrace the power of alone time. You might be surprised at how much it changes your perspective, fuels your creativity, and ultimately leads to a more fulfilling life. Remember, you're amazing just the way you are, and you deserve moments of peace and self-love. Now go out there and create some magic. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the message of solitude together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.